Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul, over-the-road truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're also on Parler at the Captain's America, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can also go to our website to find out more about us, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We have a question from James in Clearwater. James says, Captain, why pay for free college when roughly half of the freshmen never graduate? Between grants and loans, it's not just because of the lack of funds, but this angle is not discussed more. Why?
I'm not sure I can give him an answer to that. Look, this is not even so much about free college as it is about just free stuff.
Right.
Therein lies, I would say, what the scandal really is. Why is it that this federal government wants to just find free stuff every place that they can find it? I mean, this free child care thing should really outrage everybody. Mm-hmm. Why should I pay or you pay for somebody else's child care?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or the fact that, you know, they have a, you know, parent that, you know, needs care because of a health condition.
Right. Now, the price tag of what we heard discussed last night was estimated to be about $6 trillion. That's $6 trillion.
Well, that's in total. That's in total what has been spent if you add up, you know, all the bills that have been passed so far. And they want to keep going. It's truly a remarkable situation here. I don't really know how else to put it.
Okay. Let's go over to Mike in Clearwater, the honorary mayor, part-time mayor, sometimes mayor of Clearwater. And good morning, Mr. Mike. What's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. How are you, ma'am? You know, it's really amazing to me that first we had Swalwell, who with the whole Bang Fang thing, and that sort of died down. Now we have potentially, we don't know yet, but there should be an investigation into Kerry telling the Iranians about strikes that the Israelis are going to do. You know, Denise, if those two were Republicans, you know, there would be hell to pay. But because they're Democrats, they're just swept under the rug. Both of those gentlemen, if should be investigated, and if it's found out that they really did what they did, then both of them need to be brought up on treason charges and be dealt with accordingly. So it's just amazing to me how you've got all these Democrats that are doing these types of things, but yet the media never covered it, but Trump went through 4 years of hell. So what do you have to say? Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
You know, I wish I could find some kind of answer for that, because we are all disgusted with this. John Kerry, clearly, I mean, if going after Rudy Giuliani with the search warrant, which, by the way, is a very old agenda, because they were trying to do this last year.
Correct.
under Farah. Well, I would say, who is a bigger agent, foreign agent, for government than John Kerry? Clearly, you know, he was all about being an agent for Iran. So, when it comes to I would say equal application of the law.
Mm-hmm.
What we have seen here with Rudy Giuliani proves beyond any doubt that we don't have it. And I think the expectation of having it is kind of misguided here at this point. We just know that it's not going to happen. You know, it didn't happen under Operation Fast and Furious when Eric Holder lied. It didn't happen with James Clapper when he lied before Congress. I'm no fan of Roger Stone, but with the way they treated Roger Stone as compared to what they just did with Rudy Giuliani, Hunter Biden, I mean, it can go on and on and on. So I think what the attack angle should be here at this point is on the FBI and the Department of Justice. We need it.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Hold on, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, the real star of last night was South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy Kyle Warren. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S Acura. If you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, will you love that one. Now, Moss Acura also is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, as well as first responders and church pastors all get taken very good care of. And don't forget, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care for free, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, they're located conveniently on North Florida Avenue right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open, and you'll even save yourself some more money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
We're going to go to the phone line, and we have Elliot in Wesley Chapel. And good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, Elliot.
All right, look, I have a question for you. You know, yesterday the BBC featured a story about Afghan allies who has been assisting U.S. military by fighting next to them, gathering intelligence, and sharing it with Americans. Now, over 8,500 Afghans are vulnerable now. They are scared to death. The Taliban forces would be fed the whole family if necessary. These people are begging the U.S. to be taken in very quickly. The killing have already started. Hundreds of our Afghan allies are missing and fear dead. Denise, will Joe Biden act with urgency the way he put the illegals at the border first above all Americans? Will he do that, Denise? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Ollett. Go ahead, Denise.
Short answer, no.
That's right. I agree.
Look, the bigger picture when it comes to military conflicts where we have challenges across the world is really told by the notion of the proposed budget for the Pentagon. And in the speech last night, mentioning the fact that we're leaving Afghanistan. So they don't care. They want to use the normal amounts of money that we would put in a military budget each year with the cost of, you know, inflation or, you know, that kind of thing. It, you know, 2% or whatever it is, isn't there this time. So that tells you that there is a multi-pronged mission to use the monies that would go to the military to use it for social justice programs. So I would also argue that we're going to be misled here a little bit on what is happening in Afghanistan, because I think that, you know, we're going to maybe remove some troops out of there. Okay. But I think the bigger notion is that we're going to hand a lot of this over to private contractors.
Yeah, and there's 16,000 of them there last time I knew.
Well, that's one thing, but I would say that they still have to be paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be betraying an awful lot of past deployments, the good Afghanis, and there are a lot of good ones. The Taliban's going to win, just like the drug cartels are going to win.
Yep.
The real fight is just pro-social justice. That's where we are.
Yeah, and Eric and Seminole in the chat room just said, Joe Biden isn't going to do anything to help anyone who's helped the United States unless it helps Joe Biden.
Well, you know, he mentioned China and Russia last night, blah, 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 several times. But he didn't say a word about Ukraine.
No.
And I would tell you that I don't know if he didn't mention Ukraine because they don't want to stir up any, you know, discussions there again, especially with the raid that just happened on Rudy Giuliani and because of Hunter Biden or what. But Ukraine's in trouble, and everybody says there's some relief because the Russians have pulled back. I don't think that they have necessarily pulled back. I think they've got the Spetsnaz that have actually infiltrated the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be a big hurt to Eastern Europe. I think somebody really needs to pay some attention there, but it won't be Joe Biden.
Yeah, the information that I got from Colonel Jim's group was that they haven't pulled back. They pulled sideways.
It's a mess.
So there you go. But anyway, that's the Ukraine. Now, the other thing is I want to mention briefly about Senator Tim Scott. He is the shining bright light in the room. He shined above everybody else last night. Anyone you want to mention, don't care who it was. His speech was just compassionate and enthusiastic, and he had a lot of great content in it. Unlike the boring nature of Joe Biden, because you kind of knew what he was going to say to begin with, Biden, that is.
The reason Tim Scott is important is because Tim Scott is not living with a scarlet letter attached to him. Tim Scott is a senator that is looking at all the possibilities and probabilities of the way things should be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a refreshing thing. But the Democrats are going on full-blown assault of him, as noted by what the Washington Post had just done with doing an investigation on Tim Scott, and they couldn't find anything. That they were trying to find some lies, and they couldn't find any.
Mm-hmm.
So this tells you that media, which is also deep state, is hardly finished with their business.
All right. And by the way, did you hear the latest about Maxine Waters? She's now going after the judge in the Chauvin case who criticized her alleged jury intimidation. What does she expect that she's going to do?
Nothing. She just...
Running her mouth?
She's insignificant.
And here's something I thought was rather significant yesterday. We found out from one of California Governor Newsom's recall advisors that one-third of the signers of the recall petition were Democrats and members of a third party.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yep.
Now, there's been a certain amount of pushback here from the Republicans on Biden's critical race theory proposal, which needed to be anyway, in my humble opinion. Whoop, I just saw your message.
Critical race theory is really happening at the level of state government, okay, to not have it in the school.
Let me back up. We got to talk about Rudy. I almost forgot about it. Rudy, what the hell is going on there?
Well, it's actually bigger than you think. Because they wanted the communications that Rudy had with John Solomon, one of the premier investigative reporters.
Right.
Now therein lies, I would say, a retread of where things were under Eric Holder and the Department of Justice when it came to spying on the media. Remember that one?
I do. Mm-hmm.
James Rosen and crowd?
Yep.
But the other thing that's very interesting is they also raided Victoria Tunsing's office.
Uh-oh.
She was investigating, among other things, Adrian Moore.
Yeah. All right. To be continued, I'm sure. Have yourself a great day in the mountaintop and stay warm. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out all the different things that she has to offer, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, President Biden said that the country will stand up to China over unfair trade practices. He recalled telling China's president that the U.S. will also maintain a military presence in the Pacific.
America will stand up to unfair trade practices that undercut American workers and American industries like subsidies from state-to-state-owned operations and enterprises, and the theft of American technology and intellectual property. I also told President Xi that we'll maintain a strong military presence in the Indo-Pacific, just as we do with NATO and Europe. Not to start a conflict, but to prevent one.
The president also called on Congress to pass legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, work towards comprehensive immigration reform, unveiled his American Family Plan, and tried to sell his American Jobs Plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Beccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for a military veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Now, you need to call them, and I'll give you the phone number, too, in a minute here, and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, to treat you to be a certified aviation maintenance tech, which, by the way, when you get the certification, you will be able to go to work anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. It's that simple. Certification is good anywhere to work on aircraft. Now, their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and asked to take the tour. Now, they have a campus on just outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. They also have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're in Tampa Bay on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida.
Now, you can ask to take the tour and find out exactly what it is that you'll be getting yourself into, because this is a fantastic career and you want to find out all you can. Now, the website is simply NAA.edu, NAA.edu. The phone number again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Well, the Biden administration has officially nominated Frank Kendall to serve as Secretary of the Air Force and Gina Ortiz Jones as the Undersecretary of the Air Force. That became official yesterday with the nominations that were made, and now they'll be going through the system, if you will, to get there. By the way, a little bit more information on the U.S. Navy that fired warning shots Monday at three fast attack craft of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. They were harassing the Coastal Patrol boat Firebolt and the U.S. Coast Guard patrol boat Baranov. Now, these Coastal Patrol boats are kind of like a corvette, about the size of a corvette. It's a terminology for a ship, not as big as a destroyer, but they got plenty of firepower on them. And, of course, the U.S. Coast Guard patrol boat is an ocean-going cutter. And this is just the latest in a series of confrontations. But this happened in the dark, and they made a run on the lead ship, which I believe was the Coast Guard cutter. And they were given a warning by the radio and also by lights, given a warning. They didn't adhere to the warning. So three shots were fired across the bows, and then they immediately made an about-face and beat feet back out to wherever it was they came from. Now, President Donald Trump, you might remember, ordered roughly 700 U.S. troops to withdraw from Somalia late last year. It decreased the American footprint there, but not the mission to help that country's military might fight back against al-Shabaab, al-Qaeda's largest affiliate. U.S. troops are now commuting to work to help Somalia fight al-Shabaab. By the way, Joe Biden's Pentagon policy chief, Colin Cowell, was confirmed by U.S. Without any GOP senators being present. It was a 49-45 party line vote. Also, the military plans to resume administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine later this week, now that federal health officials have recommended the shots be given out once again. That will begin almost immediately. And the U.S. Army Central Command announced that a soldier supporting operations at Ali al-Salam Air Base in Kuwait was found dead in his barracks on Monday morning. That's all we know about that. Don't know anything else. The State Department, by the way, ordered a significant number of its remaining staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to leave Afghanistan as the military steps in to pull out American troops from the country. So that's taking place as we speak. Also, Moscow is holding naval drills as a U.S. vessel is headed into the Black Sea. The Mosca cruiser is holding live fire drills at other ships and military helicopters amid simmering tensions between Russia and the West. And it's reported that a U.S. Navy destroyer has been shadowing the Chinese aircraft carrier Liaoning since last Sunday, as Beijing's military aircraft continue incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Also, thousands of Europeans employed by the U.S. military could be vaccinated against COVID-19 on U.S. bases in the coming weeks, in a move that would better protect American military communities and help allies struggling to inoculate their citizens. Meanwhile, in Japan, the U.S. military in Japan reported another six people, all in Okinawa, had contracted a coronavirus. They're being treated as we speak. And U.S. Central Command's top officer stressed that the military is completely focused on responsibly withdrawing from Afghanistan by September 11, 2021, the 20th anniversary of the Al-Qaeda attack on the United States. Also, the commander of U.S. forces in Africa sees a new trend in terrorist expansion from the vast Sahel region, saying that once was a raging forest fire of extremist activity has slowed down a bit. That's a good thing. And the top U.S. envoy in Afghanistan, peace talks, expressed some optimism about the ability of Afghan forces to fight the Taliban after all the U.S. troops leave, sounding a little bit more upbeat than some of the other comments that we've heard. But then again, he's a civilian, not military. I would trust the military in this one more so than the civilian. And Russia's defense chief said that a troop pullback from areas near the Ukraine has nothing to do with Western pressure, adding that Moscow will continue doing what is necessary to protect itself. But so far, satellite photos are not, they're not showing the troops pulling back. They're showing the troops pulling sideways along the border. So what good is that doing? Not much, right? By the way, tribal elder Duat Khan still has nightmares about fighters from the local affiliate of the Global Islamic State Terror Network who swept across his and other villages in eastern Afghanistan some 5 years ago. The Islamic State has officially been downgraded in Afghanistan, but still poses a threat as there are small cells scattered around the country right now. And Nigeria has urged the United States to move its headquarters of the U.S. Africa Command from Germany to the African continent to provide more direct responses to ongoing violence and insurgencies throughout the region. And they, of course, have offered to put the headquarters there. And the Pentagon's next generation interceptor that's being competitively developed to replace the current ground-based interceptors within the United States Homeland Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Defense System is estimated to cost at least $18 billion across the life of the program. By the way, Sea Power backers are proposing another $25 billion to fix the U.S. shipyards as the U.S. Navy grapples with outdated maintenance facilities and a fleet stretched by manufacturing and maintenance backlogs. A bipartisan bicameral group of lawmakers are proposing a $25 billion cash infusion for the public and private shipyards, just as Congress is debating a massive infrastructure package. We'll see how that works out. Okay, going to take a break. We'll be coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I'm sure he's going to have some interesting things to say about what Joe Biden had to talk about. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mrs. Announcer Lady. That's our buddy Kathy Curtis that did that. We appreciate her. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And let me tell you something. The folks over there... At Relief Factor, we've had a lot of really good comments from the people that have been chiming in, ordering the product. And I want to thank you very much for the great comments that you're getting, giving to the folks. But the reason that I'm there and the reason that I've been taking this product for about 5.5 years now, going on almost 6, is because it works and it's drug free. I got rid of narcotics to take something that's drug free that actually works. Now, Relief Factor has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or even eliminates the pain. It goes right straight to the source of the pain and does a number to help you there. It happens to support a healthy response for helping you heal if you have a problem that you need to heal from. And it only costs $19.95 to get started with a 3-week quick start. So why don't you give it a shot by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's also, there's a link on the Captain's America Third Watch homepage, captainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's there too. And try the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Get it all going. See what it can do for you. And I'm telling you, all you got to lose is pain, and this stuff will work. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who might be in pain for another reason. You heard the speech.
Well, yeah, you can listen to the speech. You didn't learn anything new. All the information has been out there. It's, you know, some of the stuff they haven't even mentioned, as well as some of the things in his bailout package in regards to child care credits. So certain Democrats want to make those permanent. They're supposed to go away in 2025, but they want to make them permanent. A lot of spending out there. And you know, some of the people out there that are some of the comments that I hear being made is talking about, well, this is not going to, it's going to help more parents to be back in the workforce because you've got this preschool and pre-kindergarten and all this stuff. And you know, I disagree with all that simply because, and I'm sorry, call me old-fashioned, that's not the ideal. Somebody needs to be home with the kids. Somebody needs to, the ideal is to have a parent home with the child, not to be out at work. I remember coming home from school. My mom was home. On my way to school, my mom was home. That is the ideal. This idea that we should have both parents in the workforce and have the government start raising your kids is wrong. We shouldn't have that.
Well, we know that health care, child care, education, and 2 free years of college, community college, are going to cost us about $6 trillion, which is just a dance in the park, or waltz in the park. And that's pretty much what Joe was throwing out there yesterday, last night, rather, to the folks that were listening. But, again, and the other thing that kills me, well, you know, we're going to have people paying their fair share. We had all these corporations that paid zero in taxes, blah, 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 blah. Well, they took advantage of the existing tax laws. I don't find fault with them for that. I would have done the same thing if I'd been in their boat. And well, they make money, sure, but guess what? Don't they invest their money back in their business and hire more people, usually?
Yeah, that happens, but the reality is a corporate tax is nothing more than a tax on the consumer.
Yep.
You know, you are paying the corporate tax when you do business with a corporate corporation. It's priced into the product or the service that you buy.
Yep.
So the idea that, you know, it's a, you know, corporations pay this thing, they don't. And it just makes the price of everything that you buy go up. And most people, they just can't get their arms around that fact.
And that's what happens is when you jack the prices up, the taxes up on a corporation, they're going to take their cost of doing business and add it to the cost of their product, and you're going to wind up paying more for it.
I'll make no bones about it. I mean, Matt, you know, our prices are going up everywhere. Food, everything is going up in price. This idea that there's no inflation out there is patently absurd. It's got to the point where it's quite frankly, it's a bit out of control. So no, I'm not buying into the fact that there's no that there's no inflation out there. That's nuts.
Now, Larry Kudlow, who is now on television on Fox Business, says the best welfare is a good paying job. I've heard that somewhere before by somebody. Can't remember who said it. But he also said that Joe Biden's plan will sink the economy.
Yeah, I do think it's going to slow things down without a doubt, in particular small businesses. Again, it's one of the things they're talking about. They mentioned corporations. This is going to be a real hit to small business owners out there with some of the taxes they're putting on. It's 3.8% self-employment tax, which is really going to be going after people there. They're also doing away with the if you're involved with real estate, the 1031 exchange, where you can sell a piece of property and then you can buy another piece of property with those profits and not have to pay capital gains tax on that. That's going to change some things. I'm sure the real estate industry is not going to be none too happy about that. But, you know, it's going to be a lot. It really is. Eventually going to see what they're going to get, you know, and, you know, how much they're going to get out of this. I don't think that all of this wish list is going to get through Congress by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, here's one for you, and it comes from the trucking industry. There's going to be a summer fuel shortage paradox created because there'll be plenty of gasoline, but no truckers to haul it because a lot of truck drivers, because it costs extra money to get the endorsement to be a tanker driver, plus the hazardous materials, they have dropped that so they don't have to pay the extra money.
So they can't make money if they're transporting fuel?
Well, they don't want to pay. They don't want to pay the extra expense of having to have the endorsements and the license to do it. So they're backing away from it.
Wouldn't they just start, you know, paying the drivers more to cover those costs?
Well, they would, but they don't pay the drivers for that. That's a personal responsibility of the driver.
One would think that the cost of business going up, that the drivers are going to have to obviously start asking for more to move the oil and whatnot from point A to point B. Because of that, I mean, that could be problematic, I would think.
Yeah, it's going to be problematic because, again, like I'm saying, there's not going to be enough drivers to haul the gasoline soon because that's a thing that's happening around the country. Now, here's one for you. Apple results soundly beat the Wall Street targets. $90 billion buyback was announced by Apple. What's that all about?
Apple, they knocked it out of the park when it comes to their numbers. And not only making investments, but they're also buying back a large chunk of their stock. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm really not overall. I think that that's, you know, I get it. If you feel that your company is undervalued and you can buy back some of your stock, it definitely helps the stock price. And I do take issue that a lot of these corporate executives are paid in stock and they can sell it and the corporation in essence can buy it back. Not a big fan of that, but I do like the fact that Apple's making some investments.
Now, what do you think about this one? The Fed is keeping the key rate near zero. It says that they're seeing inflation is transitory, and the Federal Reserve is keeping its ultra-low interest rate policies in place, a sign that it wants to see more evidence of a strengthening economic recovery before it would consider raising its support.
I don't see the Fed raising rates ever. With all this spending going on, how is that possible? I don't see how it's possible. You can go ahead and raise rates. The money is out of control. You're talking about interest rates. You're talking about the money we would have to spend on interest would go through the roof. So I don't see it happening.
Mm-hmm. By the way, embattled Boeing has posted smaller losses as most Americans are flying again, hopping on aircraft and flying around, but they are still having trouble with the 737.
Yeah, it was an electrical problem or something like that I heard about. That,
yep.
That was an issue, so, we shall see. It's Boeing. Boeing is another company, quite frankly, that shouldn't be here right now. In all due respect, it's one of those too-big-to-fail companies that we helped out significantly due to COVID, but the reality is with the way that they have performed in regards to their planes and what they did, they shouldn't be here right now, and that's part of the problem.
And we'll wrap this up with Goldman seeing that oil, gold, copper is going to rally over the next 6 months, and they say that's going to be where to be.
We still see. They've been saying that, same thing. I infrastructure, I'm not so much about gold. Copper and other infrastructure commodities, I definitely would agree with that. Gold, maybe. But again, I'd be more interested in things that we need to build and create with.
All righty, and here comes the music in my ear. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that he has to offer. And we'll be coming back with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.